seasick. The crowd called out for more.
Open gates.
The room was humming harder.
Chad, you didn't drink the lemon shot.
It's pretty
bad. Well, I had to leave work early today because I backed into my neighbor's fucking Corvette.
No fucking way.
Yeah, it's okay though. She knew like the mechanic, and it turns out only $100.
$100 damage on a Corvette?
Well, yeah, I just little bit of paint stuff. Paint brick. I broke the paint on it.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, she took it in, $100. I was overjoyed.
Who's neighbor?
Stacey Bowers? Paul's? No, it wasn't Stacey Bowers. It was Paul, who is, like, my backyard neighbor. Like, our backyards are attached.
Are your houses attached?
No.
Okay.
That's
the guy who uses
Chris.
Your, the guy who uses your fire pit.
Yeah, Paul. He's a really nice guy.
Okay.
And, yeah, his girlfriend or his wife, or I don't know what it was, but... But yeah, she had her Corvette parked out front, and I just backed right into it with the truck. Usually I back up to where I think I'm safe, and there's like 4 feet. So I was like, okay, well now I think I'm safe. Why not just give a little bit more? Kaboom, hit this fucking
Corvette. Is it a new vet or an old piece of shit?
Well, that's the problem. Old would probably be worse, right? Because then it's more money to get them fixed. But I didn't hit it too hard. It's just a couple things of paint, and... I was like, just call me, and I don't know, I'll come to the shop, pay Visa or whatever, like, I can't afford to fix your car.
Yeah.
And I didn't say that, but, so, yeah, she sent me a text, $100. I was like, groovy, I can do that. I can.
Wow.
So I went to the liquor store.
Were you panicking?
Yeah, I was freaking out. Like, I was legitimately upset about it. Like,
that's
I did
all
not
it was
that.
Was just paint?
Just paint. Oh. They buffed it out. I guess the clear coat was, like, pretty thick, so it, like, protected me. Yeah, I got them,
Were you going slow? Or
yeah,
you...
really slow. No, LCBO, $20 gift card, and $100 cash, and said, hey, nice doing business with you. Thanks for not being crazy, like, when it happened. They were just like, oh, well, it happens.
She was crazy inside. Right.
I don't think so. I was like, hey, I hope it didn't ruin your night. Like,
if you own a vet, you probably... financially secure, you're like, it's no worries.
These are
what year?
These are salt of the earth. I don't know, man. I'm not a fucking Corvette.
Was it a new like vet?
No, old. I told you, it was older.
No, you didn't say that.
Yeah,
you
said,
alluded to the fact that it was new. I feel like
yeah,
no.
Exactly. Oh,
I
yeah.
said
you
no.
said if it would be cheaper if it was newer,
exactly.
And you said it was cheap.
If it was older, it'd be more expensive to find.
That's
parts.
What I'm saying. Yeah. No, you said some old piece of shit, and I was like, no, it's actually worse that it's old, because new would be cheaper.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it was old.
Saying that. It's a newer car.
Whatever, man. Sometimes my brain thinks things and I don't say them, and then I expect you to know what I'm thinking.
Old piece of shit.
And they just contradict the other things that you say.
So I've never contradicted myself. I've never once contradicted myself. Ever.
No, this is a gray area.
I'm just kidding. You guys obviously didn't want to bite on that joke.
That might be true.
Oh.
That's a good fucking beer. Actually.
So you were thinking about it? Has he ever contradicted himself?
You know what?
I've been wrong before.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. You're wrong constantly, but, like...
You know
you,
what?
You stick to your fucking
the one who
the
offers
end.
Their opinion more has more to lose. You know, like, I put myself out there with speculation more often than I should, and, like, I would be... I don't know. Is it all relative? Is it just a percentage of, like...
No. It's how much you bullshit. Some people just bullshit all day long.
But if I put out 100 opinions in one episode...
Oh, if you're opinion,
50 of them might be wrong, but like I guess it's the same thing. If you put two out, one of them could be wrong.
Sure, but quantity.
So I'm wrong more often, but I might have a better percentage.
Sure.
Because you can buy Xbox without Kinect, and I won that bet.
So out of one, 100%.
Yeah, out of one.
Looking at all the times I've been right, I'm right 100% of the time.
I don't know. Oh man, that would be a good one to know how often we've been right or wrong. I've been back and forth on a lot of things, like...
I've been wrong a lot. Every fucking E3 prediction we've had, I don't know how many times I wanted the white Xbox. with Halo 5. Actually, did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gamescom.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
One terabyte.
It's coming out.
It's white and black, though.
You blink away.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Looks like it looks. Did you see the mix?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
Did you see the Destiny PS4 for Taken King?
No.
Another Destiny PS4?
Yeah. Design stuff is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Everything like that. Even the HUD. The menus. Stuff.
It's like, it looks like, kind of like the star map.
Okay, yeah.
Almost like just really funky looking lines and stuff. It's cool.
This
it's
white and gold. This Dinklage thing
almost
has me back playing Destiny.
Yeah. It's a new game.
I'm just a little bit worried that...
Not only that, but like how they changed the level system, it's completely overhauled. It's a different game.
Am I too far behind or can I jump back in? Like, and how much money do I have to spend to be able to play what is actually Destiny
by
at this point?
By Taken King, you probably get everything.
They do. They said that.
Yeah.
Really?
They bump you up to the minimum requirement to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
So you don't have to grind.
I'll buy that. Did you see, I might actually buy
I'll
that.
I'll go back in if you guys are.
Did you see the how the levels work though now?
No.
Let me hear it. Let me hear it. I'm ready. I don't know about it either.
Go ahead.
The light system?
Yeah.
Oh. You don't upgrade through weapons
I love it.
Anymore.
Keep going.
It's 1 to 40, and it's progressive.
It's just a flat bar.
Yeah.
So no more relying on getting the drops.
No. You don't have to grind for shitty fucking
So once
garbage.
You get level 40, the gear only, you get extra strength, and that means more.
I guess
then. Because every level meant so much more than, I got 20 extra strength, right?
Yeah.
So now it must be, everyone's 40, so you gotta get the best gear to have the best strength.
I don't know where you start off at. You must start off at, if you're, what are you at, 34 or something
34,
right now?
34, I think they're probably gonna bump it over to 34 or something. Or maybe 32, and then you can easily get to 34 or something.
I'd be happy to go with where I am right now.
I think I'm a 29.
Gear, I don't give a shit. You just put time in.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like effort or get your friends together. You know, I don't have to play the raid to get the gear.
Yeah. So. They said, you play the raid, you get experience. You get kills, you get experience, and the experience builds on your levels.
Yup. I'm kind of into that. You know, I don't want to say anything because I feel like I've made my bed in regards to Destiny. I gave it a really good rating, and I said it was fun. And what was my chirp was, I've played the raid, and that's the end game from launch, right? That's the launch end game. That's what the game comes with, that one raid.
I didn't even play the raid.
I played that, and I was like, okay, cool. And then all of Dan's stories about, just got to play the raid 30 more times, man.
I hate this argument. Please don't lean on this again.
I'm not. I'm just saying that's what I wasn't interested in, and that's why I put the game down.
Yeah.
Now that seems there's more content.
You use the excuse really quickly, I don't want to play the same thing twice, but plenty of games do that, and it's fun. And the experiences are the six-man team going in. It's not you doing the same thing by yourself, having the same experience.
No, but that's even worse. That's even worse. He was like, all right, guys. No, man. All right, step two. Let me do this one.
No, you get
Joe, go over here. Joe, go over there.
You struggle with things. You switch things up. It's every time I played that raid, it was some of the best gaming experience I've
Look
ever had.
Out!
Dude, that raid is
Fuck,
so
I
much
play
fun.
It.
I would not play it for 2 weeks, go back, be like, this is so much fun. Because it's difficult every time.
Is that still there? Vault of Glass is still accessible to everybody?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't played the second raid, but there's people who have been playing since the beginning.
It's
the
second raid.
Second raid is the Crota one, right? There's people playing them every single Tuesday still, obviously. Probably millions playing every single
See,
Tuesday.
TJ, here's the problem. To disagree with you, I would have to be anti-Destiny. And I'm trying to talk about how I want to play it.
No, I just...
You're putting me on the path, man. It's TJ's fault. It's always been TJ's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Here, let's fault. Fucking... What did Paris did it say?
British did it.
Oh, we kind of started that.
Maybe
right?
We should...
We'll do it at the end.
Maybe we should punch in.
No. I want to do an intro. We'll just be like a one-third...
Why would you put it in the middle of what we're talking about instead of at the end where it's easy to find?
By the way...
No, right now. I'm not
what do you think that is? You're just going to be able to find... Search,
no, that's
search,
it. This
by
is
the
it.
Way.
We're,
yeah,
this well, is the start of the episode. The start of the episode was 9.5 minutes ago.
I'm down with that.
And put it at 9.5.
Right? Groovy.
Yeah.
Who's right. editing?
Who cares? I'll do
I'll
it.
I'll do it.
I say we leave it with Chad.
It's going to be me this week. It's going to be me.
Okay, well, who's going to do the intro? Hi. My name's Joe. This is terrible. All right.
That was
hey,
bad.
Hey, what's going on? It's the All Arrangement Podcast where we talk about movies, TV, and games.
We're back with a good episode this week.
This is episode, yeah.
I'm hoping.
One.
I feel like there's been a
14?
Lull.
Episode 114. My name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
I'm PJ.
Welcome to the show.
Yep.
Bleep.
Yep. I think I cracked, kind of. That's good. I didn't even crack it when my voice stopped. You don't want to screw me.
So, stop screwing me. Is there anything else to say about Destiny before I read this parish?
No, I'm excited if you guys want to get back into it.
Oh, we just kind of mentioned...
I put it in my machine the other day. I almost played it again because it's...
I've been wanting to play it for a really long time.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, pretty let down with PGA Tour.
Hold on, we're still talking about Destiny.
Are you let down with the... Okay, Destiny.
I just want to talk about what's his head leaving.
I'm let down with how inconsistent it is. Let me just say that, but talk about Destiny. Go ahead.
With Dinklage gone, that Nolan North is the guy who voices Drake.
Nathan yeah. Drake. He's a credible voice actor.
Yeah.
It's not Dinklage. With all due respect not him any longer, it's like, okay, I was really annoyed with him being like the only, like the voice of my game. And that was a big problem for me. So it's just a breath of fresh air.
The article on what Bungie said was that they brought him in because they wanted a different feel for the next part of the game. He did the voice, he did everything, and they loved it. And then they went to him and said, like, do you want to re-record all the vocals?
Yeah.
And he had not played the game or knew what Dinklage said or did or whatever. So he's like, I don't want to hear any of his. I just want to go from scratch and do
good.
The same lines.
They have to they should do the moon and the wizard. Yeah. The moonlight again.
That's going to be fucking huge.
They should just keep that as Dinklage.
No, they got to try to make him sound like Dinklage. Just the worst, the worst line he says.
I wonder if he says it the same.
Came from the moon.
Like if his idea was to just this is the only way you can say this line.
He nailed it. You guys just fucking ripped into him.
Yeah.
Do you remember the robot voices in
what?
They're re-recording his stuff.
Everything. Dinklage is out of the game because they said after recording Taken King they wanted new players to feel you're guided by this.
But you know what? I think it completely makes sense. I feel like it completely makes sense. Like, if they're on a 10-year lifespan of this game, and every time they have an update, they have to get Dinklage in, and when they know it's a dead horse...
Dinklage, you suck, man.
Like, they could either kill Ghost...
Yeah, kill Ghost.
And then... But, like, I don't know, maybe... I don't know. Wasn't there a thing, like, there's multiple... Whatever they call them?
Those ghosts. Ghost is not his name.
Oh, it's the...
Everyone is a ghost, and he could have just got another ghost.
Yeah, isn't there... When you look at your ghost, there's 9 spots for different ghosts. Am I wrong? In your interface?
It's the same dude, but yes.
What updates about him?
You get it if you ordered like the pre-order. There's like a different version of the ghost.
Oh, different colors or something?
Or something stupid. I don't think they've ever had...
Give me a break.
They always have 9 squares for anything you can swap out.
Well, I'm just saying. I completely see what they're going after. It probably wouldn't take them long to re-record the dialogue. Like, why not?
They knew it was shit.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
And they probably made fucking billion, well, oh maybe not God. Billions, but
so much
hundreds money. Of millions off the game. They're just like, let's pay like $1 million. We'll just re-record.
There's no way he got paid $1 million to record.
That's true. That's true.
PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Are we done with Destiny? I feel
yeah,
like...
I'm good.
Yep.
I want to hear about PGA
Tour. I still want more.
Four weeks, I haven't heard about it.
I like that they... I really... would appreciate more weight to the story, I guess. But it's not that game. Whatever. PGA Tour. First of all, it shouldn't matter that I'm a fucking robot. I'm talking about Destiny still. It shouldn't matter that I'm a robot. You are the chosen
what
one.
What are you talking about?
PGA Tour.
Oh, sorry. See, this is what I'm talking about. My brain don't talk so great.
We gotcha.
But anyway, PGA Tour.
Yeah.
When we play together and, like, the controls are all of a sudden different or, like... Things that I'm trying really hard to make sure...
New loot? Sorry.
Things that I'm trying really hard to make sure, like, I'm playing on an adjusted form of the tour controls.
Okay.
So, I can... It's pretty much the swing and the, like, complexity of the controls are the tour level. But I adjusted it so I can look down the course.
Yeah.
And we talked about trying to avoid polarity with controls and making sure we're all on the same page, and we're not.
We are.
We're not. Like, mine, like, it measures, like, how fast did you pull down your stroke? So was mine. Well, it didn't when we were playing together. It was just swing. And, like, you were moving your cursor around, like, adjusting where the ball was going to go. So, like, essentially hitting higher, lower, left of the ball, right of the ball. Like, where you hit on the ball adjusts everything, right?
Okay.
So you were moving your thing around, and then when you went back to your golfer, it was still straight down, straight back up. And on my controls, if I move that shit around, it adjusts the angle of where I have to pull back.
Are you in the same game where I was playing?
I swear to... No, not in the same game, because I never moved my thing around. If I would have, you would have seen that I had to... I promise you.
I understand. When you play single player, that it does that. That makes sense. Because it's your single player settings. But when you go into the game...
Yeah, but we played on my couch together. I loaded my settings, and you loaded yours. And I saw you moving your fucking... your little aimer around, and it didn't change the way you had to stroke the ball.
I'd be stroking.
I don't know about the couch.
Buddy, I was furious. I wasn't actually furious.
When did you guys play this?
We played whatever last time TJ was over. But, like, yeah, and I was like, this is broken. Like, the idea that, like, you're playing on easy.
What's broken is the fact that we don't know.
I know. Well, okay, yeah. And
but either way,
we need to sit down with both systems next to each other on two different TVs and play online and make sure that our controls are identical. Also, I got crazy at work and I had to fucking not play games for 3 weeks. And I was like, they've all leveled up. And now I can't play against you. Which wasn't true. Like, you had to use that old man Higgins or whatever, yeah, which kind of had balance there. But,
yeah,
but like... I was going, like, yeah, and I still like it. I like playing it.
Old man Higgins.
I'm never going to...
Pops Masterson.
Pops Masterson.
Just an old man who's got, like, a 70 score.
This is a game that I will never get rid of.
Is he a real man?
No.
Pops Masterson.
No, he's not real.
That doesn't sound real.
I'm never going to get rid of the game. I'm happy to play it as often as you come over, even if we end up online at the same time. But, like, it's just not the draw. It's not, like, the solo experiences.
One, two, three games a week.
Is it showing its 6.5 review?
It just seems, you know what they said, like, yeah, it was like lack of depth, and that's completely irrelevant after putting in 10 hours.
But when you see 6.5, it's a better game than 6.5, but it's hard to give it much more than that.
No, yeah, you're right.
Would it have been a 9 if it was $29?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. See, can you actually...
For those that factor in price, I would probably say yes. But some people believe you shouldn't factor in price.
That's a debate in itself. A good game is a good game.
That's why I avoided it.
If they release that thing as DLC and it was $20...
No. The DLC for what? The amount of money you pay
determines
the amount of
content. Well, no, just like a downloadable game.
Oh.
A downloadable game. It's like, this is the intro to the game that's going to be coming out in 6 months.
Fuck that. It's PGA Tour. It's $20. This is how much it's worth.
Is it worth $20?
I probably wouldn't even buy it.
Did they put $20 worth of work into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I don't know.
Way too much time on those nightclub.
I've never even played those.
There are so many. It's annoying. Dan was getting this the other day, and like, there's, I think, 350 holes. I play 9 at a time, and I feel like I play like an hour each time. That's too much. I'm like, I'm bored of this.
And it's not golf.
It's fun, but it gets boring after an hour. And what I play it an hour at a time. It's like skill challenges where you go through this hoop and you hit this target on the green, and then you have skills.
Those portals, and you can control the ball. It's fucking stupid.
It's not golf, but it's fine.
The game's called Rory McIlroy PGA Tour. Like, it's supposed to be serious golf.
It is.
No, it's not.
And then they have a fun mode.
Not even the fucking career mode is serious at all. It's just empty. It is. It's an empty experience. There's no depth.
It is empty, but it's serious.
No, it's not.
How's it not serious?
Because I can play on fucking Parasol Storm and fucking...
Parasol Storm does not appear in the main game.
It doesn't.
In your pro career.
What else does?
The actual real courses that belong in championship.
Yeah, which there's like a third of the ones that were in the last game. Look,
there are flaws in this game.
How many are in the main game?
Yeah, I agree.
How many actual courses? Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, I played a really nice course the other day.
That seems like a lot.
But, like, I was honestly, there was that one point I'm like, I was looking at, like, the game was running better for some reason. Like, more recently when I was playing it, like maybe they're patching it or something, it was running more smoothly. And
you're in like dicks originally?
Well, you hit triangle as soon as the ball hits the ground, and then it speeds up time. So like you don't have to watch it roll and bounce. You just hit triangle, it speeds it up and hits it. A week ago or 2 weeks ago, it would just cut to where my ball ended up. Like, not a big problem.
Oh, mine always cuts.
Maybe, I don't know. But like,
what?
Just, it's not a huge thing. It's just something I noticed. Oh, it's cutting to it instead of speeding up when I've always just like sped up time and watched the ball roll.
You can't watch the ball bounce and see
where it lies. No, you can. Just don't touch anything. Okay. But like if you hit triangle, like in the old games, it would speed it up. No, it has.
I played it from day one.
The previous games, it speeds up.
Maybe. Okay.
And now in my new PGA Tour, like I was playing it yesterday, and it went back and sped up instead of cutting to where the ball lands. So it was running smooth. And I was like, okay, this is good. And this is petty, but like it showed like an overview of like one of the water traps, and there was this like swan in the water. I was like, oh, that's cool.
How bad was it?
It wasn't that bad. I was like, oh, there's some, that's decent. And as the camera like got closer, the swan that I was looking at disappeared, and more swans appeared like later in the fucking depth, like in the
teleporting swans.
And I was like, that's like your draw distance, like like just like fucking disappearing swans. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, the pop-in is ridiculous. Like, so give me a fucking break.
Incomplete and rushed.
They could have waited like a half second more before actually fading from black into the course, and they would have avoided the pop-in. Because it's always right up.
Why is there pop-in?
What's the point of the
July? It's not that big.
They want to return something to your screen as fast as possible. Make it feel fast.
Think about Grand Theft Auto and the draw distance. I'm talking about 100 yards and the fucking swan.
The talent of their team is not that good, apparently.
Well, anyway.
Okay, hold on. What was the point of launching it in July? Is that when
there was a big fucking golf tour? It was supposed to be on in June.
Okay. So clearly.
And don't tell me this game was rushed. They didn't launch a golf game last year to make sure this one was good. Fuck you. Anyway, it's a 6.5. But I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just not as good as I wanted it to be.
What is it out of 10? 4?
What are you talking about?
You said 6.5
is a 10. Is out of... That's a 6.5.
Sorry, out of 5.
So what is that out of 10, though?
4?
3.5.
Out of 5? 2.5.
Yeah.
Middle ground.
It's a 5.
Stop. Why do you, like... You hear one number and you want to know, like, out of 10? All right, well, what's it out of 5, then? And then you just take my 5 rating and then bring it back to 10. Well, anyway, there's got to be other games. Oh, Parasitids says...
This is a month ago. I don't think we fucking...
Well, E3...
It. Sorry, 2 months ago.
That's not going to lie, was. Joe bringing up Gorilla's Heritage and not Bethesda is pretty annoying. You know what? Fuck you, because I called out... What's his name from... what's the guy, the E3?
Todd Howard?
Todd Howard. He's like, it's perfect. Everything works. I'm like, none of your games have worked. And I said that on the air. So suck balls, and Killzone trailers are notorious for being over fucking overdrawn.
Well, Killzone 3, the original.
Buddy, no, Sony Killzone 4. Remember how retarded the fucking Killzone...
It still looks like that.
What's that game called?
Shadowfall.
No, it does not. It does not look like that original trailer.
I'm sure it looks like that trailer.
It's twice as much grass, that's it. It still looks like Xbox, though.
Yeah, the game didn't look that great.
Not as good as the trailer.
But Horizon looks dope. And he's right with saying it.
Stidditz, I called out both. And not Bethesda's, he says.
Stidditz.
When I apparently...
Thanks for agreeing with me, brother.
Dope oh, yeah. Game. He also says Chad's great.
You didn't read the rest of the comments.
All right, here we go.
Give him a fair...
Yo, Stidditz. No, thanks, man.
He mentioned the fact that they...
Something I was saying is like... Who's making the Final Fantasy remake? And do they want to be making the Final Fantasy remake?
No, I was talking about the... the fact
and he
that
says, the guys who made 7 are doing the remake. But Namrura... One of them has to finish up Kingdom Hearts 3 first, which hasn't even begun development, I'm pretty sure. Call that out, Parasitids. Most exciting thing to me...
Kingdom Hearts 3?
...is that Nomura basically saying 7 is already on PS4, there's no point to make the exact same game.
But if we make the same game, you buy anyways.
Is 7 out for PS4, by the way?
It's out on PS Now.
Give me a fucking break.
You can get it on Vita, meaning you probably... Also buy it on PlayStation or something.
You know Vita?
I got Vita.
Vita's really shit. I sold mine.
I barely play it. I never play it anymore, actually. I lost my cord to charge it.
He goes on to say, I'm most excited to see what they change. It's not one of my faves, so the changes are what excite me. Not going to lie, Joe bringing up Guerrilla's Heritage and not Bethesda's is pretty annoying. Sorry, buddy. Skyrim, Fallout, and Oblivion all legit broke on me, as in couldn't complete. I'm not the only one. Wait, I'm with Chad on Horizon. Also, I've called out Skyrim for breaking many a times. It's one of the best stories of I have.
It's true.
Meet me by the cave. This guy only listens to Chad. Well, thanks for the feedback,
Preston. It's the only credit I've ever got.
I suppose that's...
I'm high on it right now.
You deserve.
That's a good accent.
What else? Oh, I want to talk about Vita real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Vita would have been dope had they, like the
two screens.
PS4 stream bullshit. If you could use the DualShock 4 instead of the horrible fucking interface on the Vita,
those tiny toggle sticks.
Yeah, and
but the idea is that
there's
mobile.
There's no triggers. There's no triggers. You know, touch the back. Touch the back.
There's top ones.
You know what, too?
There's top ones, but you had, like, a lot of games. Like, you can't play Battlefield.
Yeah, bumpers and then triggers, yeah.
It's weird that they don't feel like...
the ergonomics of that, my hands are always touching it.
It's hideous.
And they try to fix it, I think, in a different Vita version, but it's
yeah,
horrible.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
They have those little spots for your fingers that are, like, right at the tips like this if you play it like this, but you have to play it like this.
It's impossible to do that. If you beat your fingers,
yeah.
Your thumbs would be so far extended past.
It's just the most uncomfortable, yeah. Ugly piece of garbage. They should make... just a screen for your DualShock 4 that streams.
You know what? I completely agree. Like, it's weird that they are so, like...
those clips.
Yeah, they have clip-on things for... So how does it
but not it's not it's not actually... you can't use the first... it's like a hack.
So it should just natively work.
Yeah, exactly. If it natively worked, and you could buy that little chunk to strap onto your DualShock and then put the thing in there.
And then that's kind of portable, even as like a serious...
Yeah, game. That would be amazing. I'd be sitting on the couch all the time playing that, but you have to use...
like the gamepad? I'm not saying that as a chirp, like the gamepad. It's a controller with a screen on it.
Exactly.
Hey,
but
it's weird that they committed...
You have to use a second controller, you have to connect a second controller and then only play with the second account. And then you can't get Chivos or anything like that. It's really stupid.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
My thought was it's weird that they've committed to Vita when it came out so far before PS4. Like, they're working on all the integration and stuff like that. And, like, as often as Nintendo releases, like, new builds of their handhelds, just one more. Like, hey, this is what we wanted. Now that we've kind of, like, paired it with PS4, there's a couple of things that we want out of it. They just... haven't launched like a new.
They re-released a new Vita with a better screen, and
that was a worse screen.
They changed the ergonomics, but it didn't fix the problem. I don't think by looking at it.
Oh, you're telling me they relaunched this thing and there's no.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's still no bumpers.
No, there's bumpers. There's no triggers.
Triggers, right?
Yeah. Triggers is always touchpad, and it, like some games are centered around the fact that you can swipe, so it has to be touch. And I guess it would have to have a swipe and triggers, right? So that maybe games can still continue to work, to be backwards compatible.
I kind of like...
stupid touchpad.
You know what? It's weird, but at the same time, I like that they're not diving into all that shit. Peripherals and second screen experiences. They kind of just abandoned all that and said, no, it's just a game machine. And that's what everyone's embraced.
Here's the problem. If you're going to let you link up to your PlayStation and play any game on this thing, then you really... can't advertise any game if you've got fucking tiny toggles that don't work with any
what
game.
I'm saying
and
was
they
is,
don't click
obviously
they
like
don't click.
What I'm saying no, is right. they obviously they never down. Intended they to follow click. Through with something like that. It was a bait and switch. Everyone was chirping like second screen, this kind of thing. They're like, yeah, well, we got Vita, and then they just, no, we're not supporting that.
Hold on a minute, am I wrong in saying that the analog sticks are not buttons?
You can push them.
But do they actually activate a button?
I don't know. There's no click feel or click sound. I don't know if they activate a button. If they don't, they're missing something.
You're probably just breaking something when you push it.
I think they have to click, don't they?
Yeah.
Because like you can't play everything.
Yeah, there's so many games. Like Battlefield, you cannot play Battlefield.
Yeah, zooming on any first-person shooter. Yeah. Or not zooming. It's just Halo. Yeah.
Zooming, too. Like, you can touch the back here and try and fucking...
So did anyone watch
Game's bad.
Microsoft's pre- presentation at Gamescom?
Did not.
It was kind of like...
They caught up on everything, though.
They were the only... Like, they, I don't know. I don't know how to say it, but, like, they were the only one there, and it's like...
The only big presence?
Well, I mean, EA did it the next day, but, like, the first parties, right? Nintendo obviously wasn't there. Fucking... Sony. Sony wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, like, they were just totally, like, we're so awesome. Like, unopposed is the word I'm looking for. Like,
yeah.
They were just out there, like, talking like they were the fucking best. And, like, I don't know. I mean, it was...
Our shit's the dopest.
No, I mean, fine. But the way it was... They is this not, like, a venue for game developers?
Gamescom?
Yeah.
No idea.
I think it's for, like, I know the GDC, right? Is
game Developers Conference.
Oh, so this is different this from is Game different, Developers yeah. Conference. Okay. Yeah, because I know when other companies go to... Now I'm wrong, but GDC, they... They go there and they talk about, like, new technology and investing in different, in, like, new interfaces and whatnot and all that shit. So this is not that. Just
have speeches on,
this
like,
is just
this
a,
is what we're doing.
Yeah, this is just a marketing
show. Yeah, it's another show E3, in Germany. Europe.
Okay, well, that makes it a little bit more forgivable. But, yeah, they're just like, we are the best. Buy our shit. And, like, every time they bring out a new game, like, I feel like they really... I didn't see the Crackdown stuff, but I feel like they really misrepresented Halo. And I don't really deserve to be able to make an opinion about this. But, like, they showed Halo, and there was, like, live color commentary during the trailer. Like, oh, it's a double kill! And, like, I'm like, that's not part of the game. Like, I heard that, and I was like, that's fucking awesome. The fact that there's live commentary in this game. And then they just showed it, and then they're like, and they didn't say anything about it. It's obviously not live commentary. No. And then they're like... Optimized for pros, but still accessible to casual gamers. And then they showed, like, the most scripted fucking real-time video ever, like, and they knew every single thing that was going to happen. Oh, no, and here comes Chad 2005. He's going to steal the flag. And, like, they just fucking butchered, like, this weird presentation of what would actually happen in a multiplayer game. Like,
yeah.
It was just ugly. It was just... Why are you doing that? And, like, they did live commentary and, like, from the show floor. It was gross.
I seen some gameplay of Halo 5 today. No.
We were talking about that today. We watched Battlefront fucking videos on YouTube.
Did you watch the...
And they go split screen, and it looks just as good. And, like, TJ's like, I can't believe that they're running the game twice. On this fucking thing.
All I was saying is, yeah, like...
And Halo is just like... Like no, he goes... Things. You're like, why isn't this on Xbox?
What is that going to look like
why isn't this
Xbox
in Halo?
I'm
like, because it's on Xbox.
What's it going to look like on Xbox One?
Maybe it's just... Good, the frames are shit.
That's a good question.
Scale
10
back.
Frames per second, 26p.
I honestly feel like they figured out a new way to do things. I honestly feel... It's just texture mapping. I don't think there's more...
You say they.
On screen.
Yeah, Dice.
Okay.
Dice.
Yeah, because did you hear Halo 5? They cut the split screen? It was like, it's like a big,
what?
It's like a thing.
No.
No coach, multiplayer.
It was like a really hard decision for them.
Really hard. We couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah, basically. Basically, they said...
It was either make the game look like shit or make it look worse.
Exactly. And they decided on cutting it. And then you get Battlefront, which you know is going to look better.
Yeah.
And split
it looked retarded today on YouTube. Like, that's the only...
Are we jumping into Battlefront? Fighter Squadron?
One more thing about Halo. The fact that they're announcing, like, Halo Wars 2. And
I want to talk about Crackdown before we jump into Star Wars.
Okay, that's cool. But does anyone else
they
think
announced
it's...
Halo Wars 2?
Yeah.
That's dope. I like that.
Does anyone else think it's completely inappropriate that Microsoft is just... Has just purchased their fucking mascot to the fact that Cortana is in Windows 10.
Oh. No, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that. I think that's really cool, actually.
If they take good care
the Cortana
of it,
thing
it's fine.
Or Cortana.
Just respect that franchise.
That's bullshit.
Why?
Because that's a fucking Destiny property. Or not Destiny. That's a Bungie property. And they just fucking... They had Bungie locked. You no longer want to make Halo games? Fuck off. Halo's mine now.
Bungie would not be who they are today if it wasn't for Microsoft.
Wrong.
No.
Why wouldn't they? The games are made by Bungie. They would just be on all platforms.
Everything was published by Microsoft. Microsoft is a huge
Everything was published by Microsoft.
In all of those games.
Who cares? They would have been published by somebody else.
It's not like Xbox wouldn't have existed. Okay, therefore there would be no Halo.
That's true.
Did you say Xbox wouldn't have existed?
Yeah, without Microsoft.
Yeah, but Xbox Halo would have happened if Xbox existed or not.
Halo,
it would have been for PC.
Halo was being created by Bungie.
Might not have been that successful on PC.
Halo was being created by Bungie for Mac as a real time strategy game, and then Microsoft approached them and said, "We're making this. What about doing it like this?"
Really?
And they made Halo.
I have to do some fact checking on that, but
I'm fucking dead serious. I heard it once.
It just seems a little bit inappropriate that, like, and it's not even about Halo. It's about Cortana.
Well, Grandma Jeffrey doesn't know who the fuck Cortana is.
The first Xbox.
Cortana is like the name of their new technology, new interface.
It's Siri, but Cortana, because it's an AI. Siri's an AI.
Yeah, oh, well, remember Bungie made that game with that
clever,
cool character?
It's a clever, cool fucking, like, inside joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then they should have treated Bungie better.
What?
They should have treated Bungie better and said, no, like, go ahead and make whatever you want. And Destiny would have been exclusive, too. They said, no, you're making Halo until this contract's up.
Until you're dead.
Until you're dead.
So
quit
you're pissed because of the bad blood that happened with the Halo thing.
Not even that. It's just, I think it's completely inappropriate. And I've put it to death now. Fine. You guys don't agree with me. That's okay. You want to talk about...
I think it's dope. I like it. Crackdown.
It needs to work better. If we're talking about Cortana. That's all I'm saying. I want it to control my PC.
It just seems like a big old lie.
Yes, TJ.
It's the same voice from the Bungie game.
I haven't heard it. That's fucking awesome.
It is cool, but it's just...
My computer can't run Cortana.
But they're just... it's all about intellectual property. They said, hey, if you don't want to keep making these games, you're going to have to quit.
They're trying to, like, Windows or Xbox is part of Windows 10.
Yeah, Halo but is Cortana part is Windows part of and Bungie's Microsoft intellectual property. They made Cortana. Not the technology, but the face of the technology is a Bungie property.
Okay, what about, like, any music company? Like, Universal owns tons of artists. And they own the rights to all of that music.
Inappropriate. If Universal came out with like a new fucking like stereo machine and called it Led Zeppelin, or this, I don't know, like fucking.
If they made a lead fucking Bluetooth speaker and called it Led Zeppelin,
I don't know. I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they took something, and they're just like, they're whoring out the intellectual property of somebody else's work.
It's a good fit. If it was a stretch to put it there, I would say, yeah, you're just whoring it out and just saturating it. But it is a good fit. She's an AI.
Yeah.
And trying to become hip and trendy.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool as an idea, as a product that they're putting out. I just think it's a little bit inappropriate. I can see through like the business end of things, and I'm like,
benefiting off that? Like we're just going, oh, that's kind of cool. There's like.
I think they're benefiting off
20% of the population that's going, hey, Cortana, I get it.
No, the fact that a second party, is the face of their hardware.
It's not even the fucking main thing.
Halo?
No,
is that the main thing? No, okay, but Cortana is a straw that broke the camel's back.
It was a straw that was added to the camel's? I don't know.
The final straw was developing new technology and integrating Halo intellectual property into that.
Yeah.
Keep it to games and I'm fine with it.
I'm going to kill that dog real quick.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I went off on a rant.
No, that's fine.
You guys disagree with me, but that's what I'm talking about.
I understand what you're saying and I'm not as offended by it, that's all. But I do...
You should be. One day, you'll come up with a cool game.
Here's why I'm not as offended. I want that. Cortana is the best use of an actual voice. I like, it's geeky, I know where it comes from. People are like, Cortana is that's a weird name for Windows to choose. It's like, that's from a fucking video game. I'm proud to say I know that game, I played that game. Like, it's what I want.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
And if there's intellectual property, it would be very cool.
Conceptually, it's great.
And that's why maybe I'm more forgiving.
It's a little inappropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about the hard workers at Bungie who put a lot of time and thought into that character. And the name, like, the, it's not even the namesake, is that what you say? But it's the same fucking voice. It's fucking character from Bungie's game. And they're trying to profit on it. I mean, anyone who's interested in Cortana has no idea what Halo is, I think. Like, interested in, like, the Siri of Microsoft, they don't know the connection to Halo, I don't think.
I mean, there's plenty of people like us who do, but...
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. It's probably half and half.
There are people who bought the Windows Phone solely on the fact that Cortana... They got fucking Cortana fetishes. They're like, Cortana in my hand? Yes, please. And then there's other people who are less extreme.
Oh my god, if they can figure out how to make a hologram jump out of the phone, like you hold your phone in your palm like that.
They're working on it right now. You know
that's amazing. I don't care if it's inappropriate.
What if, yeah,
fuck Bungie.
If it looks like her, is it okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's just...
Because you want it.
You know what?
Because you want it.
No, it's dog. It's dog eat dog, which I'm okay with. There's no My Friend the Businessman. Obviously, Bungie and Microsoft got into business together and they made their bed.
Yeah, so they signed a contract that allowed them to do that. They're not being sued by Bungie right now because they own that property or that name or that whatever.
I never said it was wrong or bad. Inappropriate was the word I used. Sure. And now we're just... We need to change the subject. Chad's gone, so I feel like we're not trying to change the subject. Okay. But he wants to talk about Crackdown. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know shit about Crackdown, so...
Did you play the first Crackdown?
No.
There was an interesting bug in the Crackdown 2 demo, which turned off the clock.
Like, I don't know how Crackdown is based on a clock.
So, Crackdown... No.
Has died?
Crackdown, it's a open world. You level up by collecting orbs and doing other sorts of things. Using different weapons. But the demo for the sequel came out, and the demo had a more rapid leveling up system, like, to get players excited for the actual game.
Okay.
But the demo was a limited half hour, and then it cut you off. But there was a glitch that turned the clock off.
Oh, nice.
So you could just play the game.
That was so much fun.
And Chad and I spent, what was it, like four hours or something like that? Like, chasing orbs, running through the demo, and then the game finally came over. Like, I played it, beat it.
Here's what I heard you just say. The amount of money that you pay for a game matters in how much that game is rated.
Give me a break. Why are you always antagonizing me, man? Anyway, that was a cool day.
I did buy that game, though. It was still fun.
You bought Crackdown 2?
Sold it instantly, but it was really fun.
Anyway, tell me about Crackdown 3.
Did you see the the cloud computing bullshit they were talking about, they were spewing?
I heard about that, yeah.
For multiplayer, it uses... Oh, fucking bullshit. Apparently, the entire map is destructible. Like, you can blow up everything.
Okay.
Like, skyscrapers come falling to the ground, and everything just gets destroyed. And they spewed something like having, like, playing online, you're using the cloud, their fucking cloud that they were talking about.
The server handles that workload. It remembers the map for you. So it does. So it's not running off of your game, it's running off of the server.
Okay.
And it basically...
Sounds like it just...
It basically makes the Xbox One 20 times as powerful, is what they said.
Here we go again.
What does that even mean?
That's 20 times as powerful. What the fuck? And the video is
powerful with regards to the amount of data they can save and store. Like, that means nothing. It's not like it's going to be
so essentially
graphically 20 times.
What I think
better.
It is every time
it writes information 20 times faster.
So listen, there's eight people playing on this map.
I don't even think it's eight.
Before,
is it eight?
Whatever it is, let's like say eight. I'm pretty sure it's eight. But like before cloud processing, like it would have to remember every single manipulation you did to the map on all eight systems. And essentially chugging it down. Remember that this apple got destroyed, that building got destroyed, that this car got destroyed.
Okay.
And like, it's no longer a stamp of here's your level. It's 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 different manipulations of that level. And your game would have to remember that. And it would chug and slow down a la Skyrim on PS3. Remembered every single door that was open.
Yeah.
Every single body that was on the ground. And it broke. So what Microsoft is doing is... The server remembers the manipulation to the map, so your system doesn't have to.
AKA,
so it makes it
your
20
save
times.
File is in the cloud.
Yeah. Well, but it's live, right? Like it's the live manipulation. They processed all that change, but like your system isn't getting killed by that.
So the synchronization of your save file is live.
Sure, yeah.
That's what I'm hearing from.
Just constantly.
20 times as fast.
And honestly, that game is nothing special. Like, it doesn't. It looks like Crackdown for 360.
Yeah, which just is like a little, really weird.
A little higher res. I mean, that's the art style. It's cel shaded,
which is cool.
I like it, but they showed the like the destructibility. They're like, watch this, and like the guys are jumping. It's probably fun as fuck.
Do you remember the trailer for this game, by the way?
What,
from a year ago?
Oh, the
where they like shot a bomb. They shot a bomb into a building, and like a bus rode up the building as it was falling down, and like into the next building.
Yeah,
and it was like, you'll play this game.
First thing I've ever seen.
So it's not that. That could happen, like, if you're Kyle Burley and you spend 10,000 hours trying to do the bus trick.
Yeah, all of us just trying to work it perfectly.
To do the bus trick.
You have to break this one, and at the same time, this one has to be blown up 3 minutes prior, and what the fuck. It looks bad. The
could be fun, though.
The destructibility, like, it looks like Blast Corps. Like, fucking destructibility. They're literally just like... Like six chunks
time to get
from
moving.
A skyscraper going.
Yeah, I feel like if they make everything destructible, that they have to make it shitty like that.
Yeah.
Like it can't be good.
No, it's not good. It's not like you blow a brick out of the wall. It's going to be a 8x40 chunk going. Ugh.
Do you remember the footage from New York when the World Trade Centers were attacked?
Who doesn't?
That will never be in video games. Just like, yeah, dust everywhere.
The closest you get is Siege of Shanghai.
Yeah, and it's gray for 30 seconds, and then the gray just turns off.
Yeah, there's a couple like rebar chunks coming out, but. You still have to have a playable map.
Rebar chunks. I wish everyone could see your hand. Look like the claw.
Yeah.
But
something going on.
But yeah, destructibility in video games has always been a joke, and it probably always will be.
No, man. It maxed out at Bad Company 2. Bad Company 2 had
the
best destructibility, even better than Battlefield 4. It was shit in Battlefield 3.
I remember Battlefield 4, like, it just changes, like, it... It's a building, then it changes to a cartoon building real quick, and then it falls.
When you stop crafting the destruction, like they did in Battlefield 2, even before they crafted the destruction, you could only take down this one building.
Yeah.
If it wasn't everyone, it's never going to be as good as if you craft it. They should have done a better job in Battlefield 4, considering they basically crafted the destruction.
It does.
This is why
Bad
Company
2
is so amazing.
Sure.
Because they said, everything's destructible, and... No, we're not putting skyscrapers in this game because it won't work.
Destructible fucking environments. Like,
buddy,
that was unbelievable.
Bad Company 2, remember those houses?
Yeah.
Would go down one at a time. One fucking sniper spot at a time would just fall to the ground. And the houses...
And it's a different game. Like, you have to... Okay, I can't be a sniper anymore.
Yeah.
And you're just... Within the same map, you're changing up constantly.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look that great, but at least...
It looked great.
At least they were honest about it. It
still looked good.
That's the best game ever.
I want to get a PC that's capable of running Bad Company. And if it, like, there's still like 100,000 people that play that game.
We could just play 360
literally.
Again.
Mm.
It's got the best controller of all time.
I don't have that game anymore.
I'm pretty sure I do. But, well, buddy,
you
can go to any fucking store.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to go find it. I want to buy it. My 360. But then I got to fucking buy Xbox Live.
Hold on. Is there a chance of this game?
Yeah.
You like,
hey, what about backwards compatibility on Xbox One?
Because I unappreciated Battlefield 4.
That's probably 100% true.
Yeah, let's just
play
Battlefield
4. I would like to play Bad Company 2, just be like, wow, Battlefield 4, is that good?
Okay.
No, it's not going to happen.
If anything, I'll give you an appreciation for the four. Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
No, I'm waiting for 5.
Battlefield 5?
What about backwards compatibility on Xbox One?
Did they touch on that more?
They said 100% of first-party games. There's no way Bad Company 2 will be backwards compatible.
Dude, it works on PC, and it fucking looks way better on PC, too. And I'm sure we can all play it.
I saw a Fallout 3 mod.
Oh.
That it was the foliage?
Foliage.
Mod for Skyrim.
Okay.
So it was Fallout 3, but every landscape was forest.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a game I'd play.
How awesome is that?
Play Fallout.
And we were trying to do the math for Fallout 3 and Fallout 4, and they're both 200 years later. So, like, it's either...
Really?
Yeah.
Fallout 3 is 200 years later?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That makes sense with the vaults opening.
We looked through the timeline and everything, and, like, I'm convinced that Blue Sky is a story point.
No, they said something. Fuck, what did they say?
I'm convinced, dude. Every Fallout game has been Gray Sky.
They said something about the fact that they know that they did that, and there's...
Yeah, well, so you admit that you were wrong.
I admit that I'm probably wrong. I don't know yet. I can't tell you with certainty.
If you had to bet on it right now, would you bet that it's a story point?
I'm betting that I'm wrong. I bet that you're right.
That you were wrong. Awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, but that Blue Sky is a story point, but it's like, so Project Purity and then click, like, Blue Sky already? That would take a long time. That's not enough time.
Again, I just thought that they wanted a brighter game, and they were forced into just making it brighter and ignoring it. That's what I thought. But I think I'm wrong.
Oh, the blue is definitely a... like part of the story.
A story point. Yeah. Well, time's going to tell on that one.
Time will tell.
Well, doesn't it say in the beginning of the game, like in the walkthrough, that it's 200 years later?
No, yeah. The guy on the stage said, I won't tell you, I won't ruin anything, but you're emerging 200 years later.
So maybe it's not 200 years later.
The fact that you live somehow 200 years, either you're frozen or you age slower. That's kind of the story point that he gave, but he said it's 200 years.
But there's stasis in... No, that's not stasis.
Cryogenic?
Yeah, there's, freezing? Like, freezing in...
Frozen, though. Frozen.
Well, they might have gone and...
In the vault. Maybe they ran out of food and they froze everybody.
Well, you can see, like, he's up there with his wife and child, and then...
Dude, every sci-fi movie of all time, they wake up out of the fucking frozen chambers, yeah. But, like...
Maybe it's 28 days later, but 200 years later.
So
even Walking Dead was Rick waking up in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Shit's going to...
It's got to be enough time to have gone by. I'm betting Project Purity matters.
What? Project Purity?
Yeah, the fucking... The blue sky. The turning on the water. Oh. Cleaning the water.
Project Blue Sky.
Okay, maybe.
I'm saying it matters, but I tried to do the timeline fucking thing, and
there should be some connectivity to Fallout 3. So
yeah,
but like,
well, it's Bethesda's Fallout, right? Like the first Fallout for Bethesda was Fallout 3.
Yeah,
and that's the first time they had control of the storyline, right? So why wouldn't it matter?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Anyway,
good point.
There was a couple other things I wanted to talk about with Microsoft's show. Oh yeah, they
Quantum Break.
They started whoring out Forza again.
What's going on now?
Well, it's another Forza game. And I'm sure it's going to be fine, but they're saying, like, show-stopping, like, Ford GT unveiling. Like, I'm like, are you... That didn't happen. That was not cool. But...
What? That's fine. For car lovers.
Fuck it. But one thing I wanted to say and something I heard on Game Junk, by the way, was Microsoft said, like, hey, we're going to have a GTA killer. And everyone laughed at him. No fucking way. And Forza 1 was bundled with Xbox. And I remember boxes and boxes and boxes of...
GT killer?
Yeah. Sorry. Gran Turismo.
Right.
I remember boxes of Forza games that they were returning to the store. Like, they just sold them off.
Forza 2 was put together with a Marvel game on one disc for Xbox 360.
They worked. Garbage. They worked so hard to make that relevant. And here we are. It's the... simulation racing game. Like, they pulled it off.
Forza
4. Yeah.
They were very popular. And then the 5 came out, and it's like the next gen. It beat 6.
Forza 1 got like 9.8s.
But no one wanted it.
Dan wanted it. He played the fuck out of that game.
But I'm saying, like, when Microsoft plays the long game, like, the original Xbox, they didn't even care. Like, this is just a pilot for what the next Xbox is going to be.
Best games came out. During Xbox One.
No.
They care, just in retrospect.
No, it's...
Jade Empire.
Yeah, but they launched something and said, like, we don't know what this is.
Star Wars Obi-Wan launched with that fucking thing.
I'm not saying it was an unwanted, like unwanted stepchild or anything. I'm saying they put it out to see what would happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And then...
That was the story.
Yeah, exactly. And then took everything they learned and made 360 with it.
There's no doubt about that.
It was just like, we have no stakehold in this fucking...
I mean, they didn't want it to be successful. They tried as hard as they could.
No, TJ, come on. Don't be my adversary here. This is what happened. They said, I'm talking about the quality of their long game plan. Forza, example.
They want fucking Xbox, example. As good as they can be, and they are looking long term. I'm not disagreeing they're looking long term.
I'm saying they're pretty good at it. They're pretty good at taking an idea.
They got a lot of money behind them. They're going to stick in the game, of course.
We need... Who the fuck said... I want to know the story behind Halo 1. How Halo 1 got made.
It's probably not hard to figure that out.
Yeah.
Wikipedia. But probably tell you exactly how it happened.
Oh, man. Hearing somebody talk about Xbox, I remember hearing something like...
It was a monstrosity. Remember the controller?
It was,
a massive... It was a computer on its side.
The way they started, it was one guy and like two guys. They were on a flight to a Microsoft meeting trying to come up with a good idea to pitch to whoever. And they were just like, what if we did something like that? And they just fucking... Then Xbox was born.
It's so obvious that they just got together what they could. It was based on DirectX, like from their PC experience.
It's called DirectXbox originally.
Yeah, let's just make a home I think you must agree with me that they just took the home PC experience, like the gaming PC experience, put it next to the TV. It's a tower on its side.
Oh, absolutely. And,
launched the worst controller ever and said, let's see what happens. Controller shit, new controller. Oh, you know what? PC's online. Let's make our system online. Boom.
Xbox Live was there day one, but Halo wasn't on.
Listen, I'm not saying they didn't learn from their mistakes.
I'm saying they just go for it, man. And they set goals. Like, we're going to have a fucking Gran Turismo killer. And they launch Forza 1, and then boom, here we are. Like, it's the example of a quality racing experience, a simulation racing experience. I'm trying to say that I'm proud of them. I'm trying to say that they did a great job. Like, everyone fucking jokes about their shit, and like, they even this whole fucking only digital, always online thing is a good idea. I'm fucking sad that they backtracked on it.
Nah,
it's the DRM that sucked.
Yeah, Kinect sucks.
I want to sell my games. I don't want to fucking Kinect.
Exactly. Lend my games.
Yeah.
But you could lend an intellectual property.
Right.
We talked about that last time. I don't remember. Yeah.
Then that would have been fun.
Lend. Here, lend to this friend, and then
sell digital.
Yeah, rights. You can't play it, but so like if I lent a game to you, only you can play it. That's it.
Until you lend it back.
Until you lend it back to me. That's what it could have been.
Oh, it could have been
easy fix.
It's like a $0 sale, and then you $0 sale it back to me.
Man, fuck Sony. Well, here's how you lend a game to your friend, and he hands it to him. You telling me they couldn't figure that out digitally?
No, it was greed. They said,
"Yeah, you're right.
We can't."
It was fucking greed.
It was. What does Doug call
Microsoft
it?
Microsoft fucked up.
It was hubris.
They wanted EB Games' revenue stream. They said EB Games makes so much money off reselling games. We're gonna take that, and there's gonna be no reselling now. You buy games new, you buy them from us. And you
what a fatal money. Misstep!
GameStop would have been dead.
Yeah,
it's not a fatal misstep. I'm happy we're not at that point.
No, it's back. That's all really hard in the beginning.
I love buying games.
Killed Xbox.
No, but you can do all of that digitally. Is what I'm saying. Like, there's no reason to get greedy about it. Just make it consumer friendly and digital.
The thing's coming out in 5 minutes. In order to develop that, it probably takes a long fucking time. They're just like, God damn it, scrap it.
But you can. Buddy, your fucking PlayStation is on.
Would have taken a long time to develop.
That's
what I'm saying.
Your PlayStation's online always. Right. Anyway.
No, but
so is Xbox.
Like you're still that is digital rights management. So to manage somebody like TJ, you can borrow my game.
But they would have done it when it meant money for them. You know what I mean?
What
they would have done digital rights management if it meant more money for them. You know what I mean? But when it comes
that's
to
what
the digital
they try to
consumers,
do,
well,
or like a marketplace, like I can sell my game to you for whatever, but they take 10%.
Yeah, that'd be good.
5%. But like rental or like a lend, I guess, yeah, that would get confusing. Am I lending it to him forever? Or a lend could be 10 days only or something like that? I don't know. Fuck it. We're getting down that rabbit hole.
Lending. You just sell it to him for $0 if you want to.
That's what we're going to get to eventually. If you can rent online,
you
kind of can with PS Now.
Yeah, PS Now. But what I'm saying is your Xbox One is always online anyway. It's just behind a facade. So is your PS4.
Yeah, the thing is always
online. Also, this fucking Crackdown game, how does that work if you're not online? No cloud processing.
They said you have to have like a good stable connection for it.
You have to be always online, yeah, or else Crackdown is not going to work.
I mean, yeah, we're at that fucking point anyways. The thing is always online. It can be always online. Who gives a shit? It pretty much is already, but
there was like a 24-hour check-in, right?
Yeah, like you couldn't unplug your console with bringing it to Tim's cottage or something like that. Like you had to check in or else your games wouldn't work.
Listen, I'm in the...
Are you fucking kidding me? I gotta bring my Kinect with me or else it won't work without Kinect? I'm out.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I'm in the service industry, and every time I send out an email, on the bottom of my email, my quote, like everyone has a quote at the end of their email, like a little professional thing, is take care of your customers or someone else will. And that's exactly what happened. They had the market. They didn't care about them. When they were thinking of the concepts for Xbox One.
Ooh, everybody wants this shit anyways.
Yeah, and someone else will take care of them if you let that happen, and that's exactly what happened. Everyone jumped ship.
I remember thinking about that because at the time, EA had that... what was it? Like after you buy an EA game, if you tried to resell it, you couldn't play online unless you got
unless you paid $10. Yeah,
jeez. And they got rid of that, like a month before Microsoft announced their whole DRM shit. No, we're all about the customers. We're all about the consumers.
Yeah.
And then Microsoft backtracked on that. And there was like, at the time it was like, there's no fucking way Sony's going to just not do that.
I remember you were like, this is the end of gaming.
I was terrified that it was all going to be like just fucking locked down.
Yeah. Like, that's it. That's it. There's no freedom in it anymore. And then they, and
you I was can't
like,
even watch Netflix if there's five people in just, the room.
Just fucking losing their minds.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Even if Sony followed suit and did the exact same...
PS4 is going to cost $399.
Even if Sony did the same thing, there would have been another pillar that like would have just jumped
Steam.
In.
Steam.
Steam. Well, whatever. Ooh, yeah. The Steam machine probably...
kicked off.
Not Ouya, but... The Steam machine probably would have actually been successful if it was more user-friendly.
Steam machine's such a fucking stupid idea.
But it wouldn't...
It's just a PC that is built for Steam.
It's not even that. It's buy a computer and call it a Steam machine.
And put Steam on it.
Fuck.
It's a computer with Steam in it already. Installed
on it. So there's a new Rogue game out. That's an inside joke for anybody who listened to... Listen to episode 3 of the All Range Mode podcast.
Rogue game.
New Rogue. Anyway, but yeah, it's essentially Rogue Squadron in Battlefront. Amazing. It looks amazing, but again, it feels like now I've seen it. And that's it. Like, there's such a finite... Like, I think every experience in Battlefront feels really finite. Like, do it once and that'll be fun. And,
no.
And maybe I'm wrong, and I'm kind of glad to be, like, a little... what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
tempered expectations.
Skeptical? Tempered expectations. I'm happy to be skeptical because I have nowhere to go from up. Nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, everything I saw looks amazing. Must be cool. They also announced that 8v8 corridor experience.
Oh, yeah.
Which could be a lot of fun.
The deathmatch thing.
I mean, I don't have to be big.
10 minutes? A 10-minute fucking timeline? What the fuck's that about?
What's wrong with that? It's Halo. It's Destiny. It's just a different kind of multiplayer. You want Battlefield so bad.
You don't know what the pace is.
But it's not Battlefield, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck this game's going to be. I thought it was going to be Battlefield, but it's not.
But here's the thing, Chad. You get both. You get both, man.
Why?
Because it's not...
It's still a Battlefield?
It's not Star Wars Battlefield. You still get the Star Wars Battlefront experience and Battlefield 5.
Battlefield 5 is going to come out a year later.
That's how long games... And I hope that's how long, much time you need.
And I hope it's in space. But no, when they said... When
and
they showed
I
that,
hope it's in space.
They showed that... Like, how did the trailer start? There was like some lava. Like, you see some shit flying around in the sky. And then fucking Red Leader standing by. Just...
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Like, so awesome. Oh my God!
Yeah. I was listening to IGN podcasts, and they were talking about, like, the Millennium Falcon is so overpowered, but like the yeah, it's but the attention it gets underpowers it, because as soon as people see the Falcon, they're just like,
take it,
get
down.
Off, take it down. Yeah. You're just running like just this fucking tank in the sky, like just like I imagine there's gonna be like a lot of rubber banding in these matches. Because whoever's losing first gets their hero first. Is that right?
I think the hero's at the same time.
Really? I don't know. But like in every gameplay example that they've shown me, I feel like, okay, it's take down the AT-AT and then just full out chaos.
I wonder if it's random. If it's random, like who gets to be the hero.
It's a pickup. It's a fucking little icon, spinning icon on the map. And just
bloop. Just a random one? Like
I don't know.
Holy fuck, I got it.
Well, from what I've heard, it's like the space battles will, or not space battles, but the dogfights will actually move. Like they'll traverse.
Okay.
Across the map.
In one spot.
And yeah, like if you die, you're like, fuck, like I gotta get back in there. Just like, just closing the S foils and like just taking your X wing like into the map. Like I imagine if someone who dies, like it's probably at your spawn point, but would that make it fair? Like just like it's random whoever dies at that point. Like
you have to be able to spawn in from the outside, because you're not just gonna be a flying fucking vehicle just spawned in right at it, like in the middle of the shit.
Yeah, but if it's far from it, if I'm doing the best, I don't know. I don't know if it's the worst or the best. I don't know who gets the Millennium Falcon.
I think the coolest
that's about it.
The coolest thing about that trailer was that, like, the Imperial transport is getting away. I was like, okay, like we have an objective on top of just killing planes.
It's like, yeah, it's not
hunt that thing down and kill it. It's just a moving objective, and you're just
yeah. That's what I was thinking about. The same thing with the AT-AT like takedown, where it's essentially Rush now.
Yeah,
where. In Rush, you know, like, you've got A to D, right? And I'm starting at, Jesus, it's hard to explain, but, like, it's a small map, but if I don't take down the AT-AT by this point, it'll open up more map.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, I'm thinking, like, okay, it's Rush. Like, that thing keeps moving.
That's true.
And if they get through, just, like, if I...
The map's just massive.
Yeah. And it goes, like, stage 1, 2, 3, 4, like, A, B, C, D.
I hope it's like that.
It has to be, right? That's a moving target. You can't just stop. But if it's not, who knows? I don't know. But, like, if you're talking about the Hoth battle, like, those AT-ATs started really far away from the fucking...
Yeah.
The power generator or whatever.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's the same thing. Like, you've got your Imperial transport, like, just moving. And if you can't take it down, you know, there's TIE is trying to take you out, like, while that thing's moving. And, like, if it gets too far, then the fucking... Millennium Falcon kicks in, but as soon as the Falcon kicks in, the Slave One also kicks in,
I guess.
So it's like they've got a tank, let's give the Defenders a tank as well. Like, I don't know, like it could be a lot of fun.
If you get some jackass who pilots the Slave One and just crashes it into the fucking mountain, like, oh my god, you idiot.
That's also true.
The Falcon does it too, like, oh shit. And it's just
yeah, like if see,
there's
if
no
if
way
it's
the controls
as difficult to control as
there's no way
helicopters.
Like no,
there's because, no way.
Because they're giving it to everyone. Not as powerful as you think. Like they're not as powerful as they should be based on how pivotal they are in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just such that if someone does crash it, you know, it's like crashing a helicopter. There's no one over here.
I think they're going to be pretty overpowered.
More so than anything in Battlefield, but maybe not like game changing.
You but know, that's true. Will be what happens? Changing. What happens when you drive the Falcon into the fucking ground?
Yeah, like, can you respawn, or like, can the Falcon be there for like? It can only be there for 5 minutes. So if you crash it, somebody else gets a chance for 4 more minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. I did hear that if you crash like an X-wing into a TIE, then both ships are just destroyed, but the Falcon will just fly through any ship, like just like it takes it down.
I think it did that in the trailer.
Did it? No, it shot it and then flew through it.
Oh.
Didn't see that one coming. Never tell me the odds.
Yeah.
Like, I love like the Star Wars like banter. You take out those ties.
Oh, the foot, just the sound, just the tunes start playing, like.
Yeah, the dynamic soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah.
We're going down, take this. Yeah, they just like, we need cover, like grab the A-Wings.
The best Star Wars game ever made.
The A-Wings is like, we're coming in for support. Like, that's so crazy. How
do you,
crazy.
Like, what do you get for upgrades? Like, the A-Wing had, I think it was the A-Wing that had the bombs.
Yeah, it's got torpedoes. The X-Wing also has torpedoes.
Yeah, the torpedoes.
But you have to lock on. You have to lock.
Oh, they killed the Death Star, those same torpedoes.
Yeah. I know you have to lock onto a target to hit the torpedo. Stay on target.
I wonder what's going to be, like, are you going to get upgrades for your ships? Like Battlefield? Like, you get active camo or some bullshit? I don't know.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I feel like if you've done it once, that's it.
I hope it's not like that. You just spawn with lasers and smoke the lasers.
The variety will be in your opponents. When you think you figured out a way to, like, beat Rush, and then all of a sudden they shoot that down. Like, this is the way that you always get through a Rush map, and all of a sudden it's not working because your opponents are better. Like,
yeah,
maybe they work as a team. Maybe they work as a squad and take out, like, I don't know. So, like, it'll only get better if the community gets better, really. Because it feels like a closed experience.
That's your guess. I'm hoping there's tons of upgrades.
No, but the fact is there's not. There's not a ton of upgrades. The weapon upgrades, the essential, like, rockets that you'll need to take down an AT-ST are on the map. They're not in your loadout. And you can't upgrade. Well, I don't know that you can't upgrade, but if you can just, if, like,
listen,
there's no loadouts. They said there's no loadouts.
So it's like Halo Battlefield.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
There's no loadouts at all for Halo.
Nowadays, anytime a multiplayer game finishes a round, it's just...
Unlock.
Stack, change this. Like, it's that feeling has to exist.
You're going to be able to upgrade.
Something has to happen. Leveling,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. I don't know that that's
your commander.
True or not.
Maybe it's aesthetics. You unlock a suit and it feels a little better because now you're in white instead of black. I don't know. It's there's something. I'm just saying, like, you can't abolish it.
They don't.
What level of,
as far as I, so as, many as far as I've seen, they don't want so they don't want overpowered players, right? Because they want everyone to have the same Star Wars
it's
experience, right?
Like, it's just different variants.
It's preference.
Battlefield, the first.
It's all
gun
player preference.
Your,
like,
the best gun and your favorite gun because you've used it the longest. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just if you want it to recoil horizontally versus vertically, or you
yeah, like it's however you
want to
tune your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to expect, but it looks fucking awesome.
It looks cool. Yeah.
And I really, like, am happy adopting the idea, like, I get both. And there's nothing saying that, like, there's going to be tons of DLC with new maps and new planets and, you know, when it comes time, like, that DICE has a strong grasp over the Battlefront franchise, maybe it starts to turn into larger maps.
Yeah.
Like... Maybe they do, like, a whole war campaign, like, where it's more like Clone Wars, you know, like Geonosis, where there's multiple different tanks and different battleships and all that shit.
I'm sure they're already working on that.
They have the license. They have nothing else to do but Battlefront, like, in that license, right? Like, DICE isn't going to come out with a Star Wars Mirror's Edge
EA game. Has the license.
No, I know, but,
it's
like...
It's whatever, like... EA and
but let's say the license is 10 years. It's like give me 10 years worth of Battlefront, right? Like they're gonna go somewhere with it. It's not the only Battlefront. It's Battlefront 1.
I don't know how. I don't know what their fucking setup is. Like I can't.
Yeah, but that team, whatever the team that made Battlefront is making more Battlefront, and they're gonna be doing that for a long time. That's what I'm saying. Like this isn't the only Battlefront experience.
I'm surprised we haven't seen.
Well, sorry, the first from DICE.
I'm surprised we haven't seen anything on the Hardline developers, those guys. I forget their fucking name.
Visceral, no, right?
Yeah, Visceral.
All I know is
that Hardline's really bad.
The chick who was like...
Ubisoft?
The Ubisoft chick is now with Visceral.
What's her name?
She's so hot.
She is. Jade Raymond.
And it's the Uncharted writer is writing that game.
It's gonna be the best game ever made.
It's going to be the best game ever made. Well, I'm running out of steam here.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
There's lots to talk about if we want to.
Keep going. Let's do it. Let's more wrap games? It.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck,
did you guys hear about how many planets are in No Man's Sky?
Unlimited?
It might as well be. I mean, it would take so many lifetimes.
Lifetime.
Okay. I see. Yeah. It takes so many lifetimes to yeah. I mean, okay. And that's not a lie. That's a fact. Like, yeah. It's a fucking galaxy.
There's is it one galaxy? Whatever it is.
Yeah, because there's a sun in the center ridiculous. Of it. There's a star in the center of it. And
like, I feel like...
Something in it.
They made, like, a planet-generating software, right? And they took all the trees and the animals, and they made it, like, randomly generate these planets. I feel like the computer would have been the most powerful computer in the world generating this for years. Like, it...
it's probably after waiting.
Sorry, there's hundreds. Then there's, like, thousands, like, tens of thousands. There's millions. Then there's billions. Then there's trillions. Then there's the next number. Like, it is... I don't even know what it's called at this point. But literally, it's a billion, or like 14 billion billion or something like that. As if you multiplied 14 billion times a billion, and this is the number you got. Planets. It's...
I don't understand it.
The amount of space you would need
to... I don't think so, because I don't think that your game will process the other planets until it needs to.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like it's draw distance, you don't, right? You
don't pull it from the server. No, of course not. Your computer will never process.
The game's...
As soon as somebody starts to fly, the server's just like, shit, create something. And it's just, it shows
but
up in the horizon.
But it has a finite amount that already exists. So I'm thinking they've generated and placed them, and it's just data sitting there waiting for someone to...
You know what my problem with this garbage is? They got a lava planet. They got a green planet.
You're going to see every permutation. They have a blue planet. I understand.
And they have,
yeah,
like,
not
they
even
have
that.
Like 40 different species. That's generous. They have 40 different fucking species of animals.
Oh, no, but then...
Mix it and call it quadrillion games.
This one's turquoise instead of blue. You've discovered a new fish.
Yeah, like, save it for the server. What are you doing in the game?
It's too fucking big. Well, I know a little bit of what you do in the game. It's too big. The fact that that it's impossible that I'll find both of you.
Do you remember that?
It's unlikely. It's almost impossible that I'll find Chad or you.
It's absolutely impossible.
It's impossible.
If you're just thrown out into the mix.
No, but do we?
I'm put on the edge of the galaxy.
System to communicate with your friends to fly to each other.
I thought he mentioned something.
So here's what it is: like, if you go planetary system, fucking star cluster, whatever the fuck, like in this galaxy, like you're constantly flying towards the center of the galaxy.
No, okay, fine.
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's
one. And you have to update your upgrade your craft, right? So like, you can either you can explore and discover new species and get credits that way.
Yeah.
You can combat. You can destroy fucking animals. I don't know if you skin them or if it just counts as like,
see how
hey
bad
credits.
Destruction was?
Yeah, it's bad. Or you can trade, I think. Like, you can harvest and trade, like, in these little colonies.
Okay.
And your goal is to update your ship until you can travel faster through the galaxy in order to get... So, like, what I imagine is like, level one, like, you can fly towards the center of the galaxy from point A, but it gets more dangerous and more dangerous, right? But if you actually progress through the game and level up your shields and your weapons, then... It's got to be a same experience because the game levels up with you.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's never going to be hard because it's only letting me into that environment when I'm an appropriate level to enter that environment.
That's a bold assumption. You can just go in and get your ass kicked and be killed.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. So that's not the game. That's how to lose the game. I'm talking about how to win the game, right?
Oh, yeah, so you have to be level appropriate for the area you're in.
Okay, exactly. Sure. But the level... It's not level appropriate like in fucking... Witcher, where it's like north, south, east, west, everyone is flying towards the center, so it's a straight line. Essentially, you're not gonna detour in order to level up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Even if it was a plane, it wouldn't be a straight line.
You're never gonna fly away from the center of the galaxy to level up.
Of course you are.
Whatever. What I'm saying is like, I'll never see you guys.
It's not about that.
Yeah, but I want you to see my planet. I don't know. Never. I don't care about that. But
If this is the center and you and I are here and here, we just fly into the middle.
Can you but the entire game is do more. To allow you to go to the center of the galaxy, and like you don't really know what happens. No, so how long is this trek? 100 hours? People, 10 hours?
From the developer, he said for some people, it'll be getting to the center of the universe. For other people, it's a totally different game. So that's one potential end game, and that's the main theme that they.
That's bullshit. About. There's one end game. People who like want to fucking go around and discover shit, like,
yeah,
have fun. But that's not the game. That's a value added to the game. Come on, it is.
You just simplified all games into there's one experience and it's the final ending that they give you and that's it. That's all
or the value added of side quests and
side
the,
quests,
the way I played
discovery
fucking...
Discovery is one giant side quest that could be the whole game for you.
No, but there is no discovery. It's empty planets with bluefish or turquoise fish.
Or redfish.
Or fucking maroon fish. You understand? Like,
one fish
almost
red.
I found
the new fish. It's literally just going to be like... AFH629.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be the name of the fish. Like,
you get to name
save
it.
Oh, Chadfish.
I think you get to name it, and then other people get to use that name, or are forced to use that name. That's
yeah,
what I'm thinking. Which is
but no one will ever
that's
go to that planet.
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna go to that planet. If there's millions of people playing the game,
no one
will go to that planet.
First of all,
billion, trillion, begillions.
There's not
40 hours, and after 40 hours, discover a way where I can travel to any one of my friends pretty quickly.
Okay, well, that's a pipe dream, and I would get fucking shit on for suggesting something like that, because you would say, like, you're putting your expectations into the game, and they have no business being there.
Okay, name one game where you can't find your friends.
What?
Every game has...
There's going to be a loophole.
Mario Kart.
There's going to be a loophole, and they're going to break the game. Because everyone's going to complain, like, I just want to see my buddies. And then it's going to fucking implode the whole universe. No Man's Sky dead.
I don't even want to talk about it. I want to see what happens when I get to the center of the fucking galaxy.
I'm actually pretty excited because this is like a valid argument or like valid fucking just trying to figure out what this
game
is.
I'll give it one thing. I'm interested.
Exactly. Like, what is it? We still don't know what it is. I've watched tons of fucking videos. I watched this idiot Jack Fuck talk for 20 minutes at a time, and I still don't know what the game is.
They should have not celebrated this game.
It's going to be the best game I made, but an algorithm that
like,
makes...
The
that
game,
just fools the fish.
The experience is learning more about it, and the more they tell me about it, the more I know what it is. Like, it's just...
I programmed a way to duplicate fish infinitely.
Here's what I expected, is let's say there's a million players... Every single time a new player jumps into the game, it's a new planetary system that the game develops for them. And then if there's 20 players,
it's called a single player game, procedurally generated.
Yeah, no. It's but like it's in the same, I don't know, whatever server they have, but like if there's 10,000 players, there's 10,000 planetary systems. If there's a million players, it just keeps generating more planetary systems.
Okay.
And they're all like on the outskirts, and like it's just the fact that it like zooms out to like a nebula level where like all you see is a fog of red and green and you're like that's the fucking galaxy. It's like it's too much, man. It's just I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Listen, if any game can be too big for somebody, this game is too big for that person. Like this game is just insane.
Yeah, I'm excited about just upgrading my ship.
Yeah, and your suit, right? Didn't you say you could upgrade your
it's
suit?
Gonna be a solitary like beautiful experience, and that's all I want.
How long are you gonna play No Man's Sky?
Until it gets boring. Until he sees the same fish twice.
No.
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
I've seen the cockfish.
I don't
want to
hear this fucking cop outs. Like, just guess.
No, I'm
how much time are you gonna put into this game?
Oh, you want to give me hours?
Yeah.
I bet I could sing
give me
50 hours easily without getting bored.
Okay.
I'll probably put 100 if it's a good game.
Okay, 50.
Sure.
You're willing to give it 100 hours?
So, what is that? So, what are you willing to fucking throw into this
Destiny.
Thing?
Well, the thing is, I don't know what the fuck the game is. So, like, I could put 10 minutes. I could put 100 hours. I don't know. I could start playing.
A game of that scale to get to the center of the galaxy? Like,
at least
the base assumption that
the demand,
I enjoy the premise of the game, which is discovery.
Dude,
I'm gonna say
the demand it's putting on its players is ridiculous.
At least 3 hours.
No, you're putting that on yourself.
At least 3 hours. Just to get a good feeling of what the game is.
Okay, yeah.
I'm dead serious about that. 3 hours.
That's
like,
honest.
It's like, I'm in. I kind of got a feeling of the game. I'm out.
I'll go 3 to 30.
If it keeps... Yeah, like 3 hours might be nothing, but 3 hours might just be like, you sat on a planet for a little bit and you called a fish like balls nut, and it fucking
30 hours. It better not take me more than 40 to at least feel like I'm almost there.
To the center of the galaxy?
Yes.
If it works for you.
That's true, though. If I'm, hey, playing, for, if I'm playing for 40 hours and it's like, oh, this is, what, this is a 5 year deal. It's still a
fucking, like, tiny blink. When somebody gets to
the center of the galaxy, 6 months at the earliest, okay, if this game is launched, that's my guess.
It's going to be like a Minecraft thing.
When somebody gets there, everybody in the galaxy will know that somebody achieved that. Beyond that, there's still purpose to playing the game. This is what he said. There's, you'll know when somebody gets there. It's almost as if like there's still an achievement or still some
reward. Is that going to be you, TJ? Are you going to be the first guy there?
Absolutely not. I am not interested in the center of the galaxy. I want to know what it is when the guy gets there, and I want to feel an impact in my game, some kind of shockwave sent through the galaxy that changes things.
And you know how you know I want
to enjoy the discovery aspect of it for 50 hours.
You're just going to see it on the internet. That's how everybody's.
You're aware of how you're aware of how big planets are, right?
These are not going to be nearly as big, obviously.
They're not going to be like Mario Galaxy size. They're going to be massive planets. You.
They're going to be
by nature,
like Destiny, by slightly bigger than Destiny, three times.
There's no like okay. So are you really going to stay on a planet for more than
an hour? No. An hour or two. That's fine.
You got to be. Within close proximity to your ship.
Yeah.
You're never going
to
be like...
Every step you take away from your ship, you have to fucking run back.
I'll run out an hour, do some cool shit, name some fish. I'll come back. I'll fly out to space. I'll sit in the menus. I'll upgrade my ship. I'll check my salvage.
Sounds dope.
I'll go to the next planet. I'll have conversations with you guys with my experience. I'll go there. I'll fucking shoot somebody. I don't know. Like it.
There's no voice chat.
That's okay.
Yeah, but we can still have a fucking party. And
it'd be amazing if there was no voice chat. And then you just see a ship like...
No, not even that. It disables voice chat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just not allowed. Let's be in the game.
Speech jammers? Not speech jammers, but like... there was voice chat, but you can like upgrade the ship.
Imagine we were in a party and there was voice speech jammers. Or and like...
Someone's getting close
proximity,
to us.
Like, oh my god, hey, hello?
Wait, you can't say
hello! I'm here!
Why not... Why not just give me a beacon of where... Honestly, it's a 360. You could literally spawn on the opposite side of the galaxy.
Just 300 light years away.
There has to be a teleportation if we're allowed to get...
Real time. In real time.
300 light years. You need FTL to get to them. Figure it out.
Wasn't it Einstein said nothing will ever travel faster than light?
Swinstein? Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty...
probably something like that.
What's the word I'm looking for? Bleak comment. Sorry, guys. It's not going to happen. Einstein.
Some of the most realistic things that's ever been said.
No, I know. I don't think faster than light travel is possible.
Sure.
But Einstein just being like, nothing will ever travel faster than light. Sorry.
Is this smart
guy? Sorry to anyone who will ever have that idea in the history of this planet. It's not going to happen. I already know. Nope.
There's ways.
Einstein, dude. He was pretty smart. What else you got, TJ?
There's going to be some smart dudes in the
some free 23rd games.
Century.
What time is it?
Let's see.
Yeah, how long are we going? Hour and 28?
Holy shit.
We got 2 minutes.
We're keeping it an hour and a half?
Yeah, there's no reason to.
This is all one track.
It's a good game.
I played it. I haven't played it.
Find some buddies.
I haven't played it with my buddies. Yeah, that's the one thing.
Me and Dan enjoyed it. I've played it a lot. I played it probably 12, 15 hours.
Look out!
15 hours!
Yeah, I played like 4 or 5 nights. Many hours in a night.
Wow.
What else you got?
Drive Club.
Oh, actually, I'm getting the free
Drive Club, right? You downloaded it?
I'm getting pretty good at it.
I didn't download it yet. Is it dope?
$5.
I thought it was free.
For the total version?
For the total version.
I'm not paying one penny for this game.
Sorry, it's $5?
What? Do you know what the difference is between the full game? Like, am I just not going to...
There's, like, club challenge shit, or, like, whatever it's called. Yeah, drive club. There's just more tracks you can do. So if you want to do, like, drift challenges, you can do, like, 5. But there's 25 to be done. So different tracks, different... I don't know. It's different. New more cars.
Will it tell me when I've maxed out the free experience?
No, because you can just replay it 1,000 times.
Mm.
You can probably see. Oh, look at these other cars I can get. Every other one now I have to pay for.
That'd be hilarious. Like, you've maxed out the free experience. Do you want to delete this game? Yeah.
Two options.
I'll delete it. Just gives me the option to delete it from my PS4.
Do you achieve those in the free version?
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I got the progress. I made progress.
Did you download 40 gigs?
No, I don't know. It's probably 20.
Don't say goodbye without me.
25.
20 fucking gigs.
Okay.
What else?
I'm next. Drive Club's good.
Did you download any of the new shit this month? Any of the August stuff?
It's not out yet, right?
Oh, yeah. We've passed the first Tuesday.
Oh, this month was...
Joe's playing Limbo and, like, Lara Croft or something.
Temple of Osiris, is that? Or is that Xbox?
No, that's ours.
Yeah.
You bought that shit already.
I bought it on Xbox, played it. It was alright. It's fine.
It's probably a good co-op game.
What?
It's probably a good co-op game. Because there's like four characters or something, isn't there?
Oh, Osiris? Yeah. It probably is. Like a single screen?
Yeah.
Probably is pretty good. I'll never know.
I'll try that.
If you want to try it for free. I'll play with you. It's... I don't know. Probably too slow-paced, I feel like. The upgrades and like... I don't know.
I bought the one... Like the same kind of one, the Temple of Doom, or I don't know what that was. What was it called?
Another Tomb Raider one?
Yeah, the 360 one.
I don't know. I didn't know it existed. We talked about Temple of Osiris when it came out on Xbox, I think, and then you guys make reference to an old
Guardians of Light.
Sure.
I think. Might be wrong.
Sounds unoriginal. Sounds like two other game titles mashed together. Yeah. Halo 5 and, I don't know.
What else?
What?
I did buy that game. I played it a little bit.
You played Limbo there.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
but you played Limbo before.
Yeah. Did you play Limbo before?
Yeah, I already beat it once, but I kind of want to get the trophies.
What do you got, a jib there?
I got a fucking...
Something. You breaking out the fucking jib right now?
I played Limbo for free on Vita.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think I got maybe halfway. And I got stuck and then I went back.
So that's a cross-buy.
Hello, cutie pie.
Who's that? Oh...
Howdy, stranger.
What? It's
Hauser.
Hauser.
How are you?
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
What?
That's amazing. Where are we?
Here we are again. No edits.
All right, well, if you have anything that you'd like to say to us or any comments or questions...
Oh, fucking hell!
Let's get some feedback going. It's been a while.
What the fuck happened there?
You okay?
RageMode.com. I want to see some feedback there.
Where? Don't throw that away. It's a good game.
Yeah. If you have any questions, comments, or anything that maybe corrections that you think need to be made to the show or people that you don't think should be on the show anymore,
message me personally. 519-890-5049. That was a lie. I was kidding when I said he wanted to come.
Oh, okay.
I was just to try and get him to come.
You should be on the show. What is that?
I was just kidding.
You're kicking me off?
No, I was kicking myself off. I'm the hated one.
What the fuck?
I am the hated one.
If anybody has any rips, please share them now.
AllRangeMode.com is the best place to leave feedback. You can leave comments directly below the show heading.
Yeah, and that's another episode. Funny YouTube vids, or like if you shared any cool Battlefield 4 kills.
Actually, AllRangeMode.com, tomorrow I'll put on Kyle's...
Yeah.
Talk about his medicine. His tank helicopter game.
We didn't talk about that yet. You want to talk about it?
No. Next week. Just check the video out.
Check the video out.
All right.
I'll play it.
My name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
TJ.
Orange Mode out.
This is episode 114. Brought to you by...
Close it, save it, and then make sure it's saved.
Are we not saying?
No. We don't do that anymore.
Orange Mode.